Fire breaks can be mistakes. Liana, a high-powered executive, was quite the package. Successful, intelligent, and attractive. Yet, when it came to relationships, she was clueless. She had been programmed by her alcoholic family. She shut down as soon as she walked through the door of her childhood home, since she never knew when things would explode. As an adult, when she walked into a room, she habitually scanned for danger and remained quiet and withdrawn as she read the emotional climate. Instead of being proactive, she was reactive in her relationships. She let men choose her. She didn't feel safe enough to reach out for intimacy. As a child, Liana learned to protect herself, to act as if everything was just peachy. She developed a great act. She appeared confident and in control. Many inaccurately read her behavior as stuck up. Her beautiful and confident act was so good that her married boss fell for her. Liana's unconscious self-protection told her it was safer to be involved with a married boss than someone who was available. Why? Well, because if she lived with someone, things would get out of control. Since her parents had such a caustic relationship fueled by alcohol and drugs, she believed that fleeting moments of happiness had to be stolen. Since Liana's mind movies were all about danger, that's exactly what she attracted. Through her lack of awareness, she put herself in a situation where her job was on the line. Her solution led her straight toward a powder keg. Although it may seem strange that Liana saw an affair with her boss as less risky than friendship on fire, when you understand her history, it makes sense. She had no knowledge of how amazing lasting relationships can be and kept people at a distance for self-protection. Liana decided relationships are too dangerous full-time. Moments of happiness are fleeting and must be stolen. She chose a married man because she believed that if she kept her distance, she would have more control. When someone decides to have an affair, his or her reasoning may be, "I'm afraid of getting too close to someone, so I need to slink out and sneak some moments of love." Many people believe that keeping their distance protects them, but make no mistake, affairs create distance between all parties involved. Your turn. Look at some of your past relationship blunders. Was the blunder based on behavior that once protected you? What kind of things do you do for self-protection based on past learning? Do you maintain distance? Act too clingy? Do a little of both? Remember what it was like in your family as a child and write down what first comes to your mind. What decisions did you make about self-protection? Was your childhood home life experience loving? Joyful, negative, destructive, boring, explosive, unpredictable, depressing, confusing, chaotic, rigid? Write a sentence that expresses your decision. For example, family life was dull and boring. I will only find happiness outside my home. Or, my family is so chaotic that I need to always be in control. Do you recall making stupid decisions in your relationships? Write down what the circumstances were and how these decisions were intended to protect you. See if you can trace your actions back to childhood lessons. You do not need to be imprisoned by a past that depletes your energy. You can fire up your life by making new decisions. When you are making a bad decision about relationships, there is a logical reason from the past. It doesn't help to judge yourself or have friends ask, "How can you be with such a jerk?" Ask yourself, "How did this behavior protect me in the past? Why is the pattern so familiar? Do I feel I need to grab happiness for a moment because it can't last? How did it serve me and my family to be distant, a pleaser, a clown, a rebel, or some other role? Am I stuck in certain roles in a relationship? How do I want to be in a relationship? How do my past mistakes in relationships make sense based on what I learned from family, community, books, media, or peers? And finally, write a paragraph that describes your perfect friendship on fire. Don't stash it away or lose it. You need to refer to it from time to time.